Oh, yeah. Radio 2. Who is it? Ray Moore. So come on, gee up, me dad's horse. Ah, that's it. Get some adrenaline moving around the nicotine stream of the morning. Stand well back there, girls. Let the dog see the rabbit. No, the dog can see the rabbit, actually. Lovely bouncy rhythm with Emmy Lou Harris getting us started on this Thursday morning with a spot of bad moon rising, and you can't whack that for a game of ollies, can you? 25 to 6. Yeah, cheers to old Col next door. Looking forward to tomorrow. The lady on the dog and bone reminded me it's Col's birthday tomorrow, so he'll be sitting there regaled in all his glory in a birthday suit. And I'm the one to feel most sorry for, candidly, because tomorrow morning, obviously, I'm going to have to join in the spirit of the thing and sit here quaffing the old shampoo for a couple of hours. Oh, it's a difficult old life. Oh, dear, I don't know how we stand it, really. Come in here. Need your important little places this morning, little hoppers. Lovely swinging stuff from old Brooke Benton. I think it's our little kiddie-o. It's 22 minutes to 6 o'clock. I don't know what the weather is doing in your neck of the woods this morning, but it's lashing with rain down here. It always happens. I put my best kecks on, and the rain starts pouring. It's like people who clean cars. It's a great rain-making ceremony. So I shall sit here for a couple of hours and gently steam at you. Scattering the poor little boggarts in all directions of this Thursday morning. That was Ian Sutherland and the orchestra of the Derelict Hotel, and a little bucolic opus called Shepherd's Hay, written by Percy Grainger. And I don't know any more about it than that, and probably that's far too much as it is, turning into a bit of a clever dick here this morning at 6:03. That's more like it. If you've got a savage breast, bring it over here and I'll soothe it for you. A mere trifle, nothing trivial, you're just in love. Rosemary Clooney, and poking his nose into the action, there was the Bull on the Pampas up at about bright and early this morning. Dear old Guy Mitchell, it's a Thursday today, which will jolly well have to do, the 28th of January. Thanks, by the way, for all the cards and letters and stuff, all sorts of bootlicking notes coming in from all and sundry. Oh, Jean of Guildford, a pithy little missive. Don't change and become a megastar, Jean. Listen, I think I've left it far too late to become any kind of a megastar. But thanks for your greetings. And Bridie Molyneux, who's up there somewhere in Manchester, writes some wonderful bootlicking comments about the Shea Ray show on New Year's Eve. Well, in fact, Mighty, I've got a long-term contract to do the New Year's Eve show. Work once a year, whether I like it or not. I'll tell you what we'll do now, Bridie. I know, I've got a smashing idea. What we'll do, let's put Gary Hart in a bad temper. Oh, don't worry. Scared out of me wits, actually. That's none of a scurry. And the title track of an LP of hers on Philips Records. That's if you're looking for it, of course. 17 minutes past six now. I was mooching about the underground system here in London yesterday. And I mentioned him before. There's a busker at Oxford Circus. A little wave-faced lad with a guitar. Looks as though a nourishing meal would do him no harm. And this little lad down there in the underground, he can only actually play the one tune, which is Cavatina, which he plays over and over and over again. And in contrast to that little fella, there's a big sort of cutthroat bruiser bloke with a guitar at Tottenham Court Road tube station. Now, he is a virtuoso on the guitar, this guy, because he can actually play two tunes, one of which isn't this. That's old Clinton Ford driving along into a Thursday morning with Jersey Lily. Good morning, darling. The 28th of January, shaking it warmly by the neck this morning. And one or two little matters have arisen from assorted odd bods around the diaspora. Barbara Parry, who's down in Winchester, neck of the woods. Her husband, John Parry, celebrates his tin of beans birthday today, I gather. He's 57. He should be on the road this morning at round about this time, driving from Winchester to get to the railway station there, and then he commutes up to London. But have a smashing day, John Parry. Oh, it says he's an exile scouser, born within the sound of the cop. I think we must be related, actually, John, you and me, you know, because I was born, spent my early life in a little house sandwiched between Anfield, Goodison Park and Walton Cemetery. And it's not surprising I've turned out like this, come to think of it. So happy birthday, John Parry. And dear Len and Elizabeth Collings, still languishing on a building site in Monmouth in Gwentway. Fine friend you turned out to be, says Len and Elizabeth. There we were, up to our armpits in VAT returns and tax returns. What do? Go and take yourself off for a fortnight. Well, I thought I'd get out while the going was good, Len and Elizabeth. It's funny, this VAT business, isn't it? They keep sending me funny little booklets about what I'm exempt from paying VAT on. I mean, if I bought a rowing boat, I don't have to pay VAT on rollocks, you know, which is gripping stuff. And there's no VAT on surgical boots. Alison Moyer in a lovely hit song, Love Letters. But then again, on the other hand...
Radio 2, travel news.
Yeah, 20 minutes to 7 in a massage from our travel unit for westbound drivers on the M4 in Wiltshire. Now, the police there are recovering a lorry following an accident in the middle of the roadworks between the Membury service area and Junction 15 to the south of Swindon. Now, this is proving more difficult palaver than expected, and queues are starting to build up and may continue into the rush hour this morning. So please avoid that section of the M4, certainly for the next hour or so. So to recap, a report of westbound delays on the M4 between the Membury service area and Junction 15 near Swindon. Try and avoid that if you possibly can. I tell you what, go to work this morning via Cockbridge and Tom and Towel, if you like. Never tired of hearing his marvellous music. Buddy Holly, it doesn't matter anymore. And certainly not at 18 minutes to 7. Old Mike Plant, who's down in Tillingham in Essex, has a bit of a mucker called... he's called Tony Hodges, that's right. He lives and works at a place called Nailsworth in Gloucestershire. And evidently this Tony Hodges, who's got a birthday today, poor old soul, he's 50 today, and he's evidently a leading light in a small, highly specialised engineering company based in Nailsworth. The many happy returns, Tony Hodges. And it says that Tony is a very athletic sort of bod, very energetic, plays badminton, a keen driver and all that sort of stuff. And evidently he's recently shifted 25 tons of stone up the side of a mountain to build a wall for his house. I think you're an escaped lunatic, candidly, Tony. A wall, 25 tons of stone, that's castellated ramparts. Once over easy to you two. That was Teresa Brewer. 7 minutes to seven. I've just got time to squeeze in David Potter, who's turned up from Loudon in Essex, about his wife Norma Potter, who has a birthday at 7:15 this morning. Many happy returns to the day to you, Norma. And a smashing one, all the love in the world from old David, who says, incidentally, your photograph, signed, of course, still takes pride of place on the shelf in our back kitchen. And your photograph stands next to the Special K and the All Brand. And that's two more regular listeners I've got, isn't it?
No, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that, Norma.
That's me, darling. Amour. Yes, that's right. Amour. Oh, don't go raving mad about it. I think we all heard you the first time, darling. Oh, get away with your bother.
A world of entertainment.
Getting us out of the news with old Benny King, but he's gone now, so let's bother our pretty little heads about him. It's a Thursday morning, 28th of January, which will do rather nicely. And one or two odd bods have thought of wonderful excuses to go and feel rather better later on this morning. Doug Cockwill, who's in Upton-on-Severn in Worcestershire, he says when he married Lynn, a clause was included in the contract to keep her in the manner to which he'd become accustomed, which included 3 cups of tea in bed every morning. And now, says Doug, Lynn, and 27,000 cups of tea later, is celebrating her droopy drawers birthday this morning. 27,000 cups of tea, and nobody's less surprised than me, Lynn. But many happy returns of the day, and congratulations to the pair of you, Lynn and Doug. And a lady called Audrey Sayer, who's down in Weston-super-Mare in Somerset, says she wants me at about 7 o'clock on Thursday morning. For quite what devious reasons, I haven't the foggiest idea, and probably it's just as well I don't know. But cheers to you, Audrey. And she sends a photo of herself at the social highlight of the year in Weston-super-Mare, and Audrey sitting there in all her glory, with a wonderful sort of low-cut singlet. Quite a bit of décolletage sticking out there. And it's a picture, actually, of Audrey enjoying a little light breakfast, a two-course breakfast, a ciggy in one hand and a large scotch in the other. I can't help wondering, you know, if that was called On the Boulevard. Probably hopelessly wrong. It was Manhattan Transfer. 26 minutes past, and Derek Jameson get into a lather of sweat waiting to get at you after the news and sport at 7:30. I'll just squeeze in a girl called Emma Fryer, who's in Wootton-under-Edge in Gloucestershire, and why the deuce shouldn't she be? And she's 21, Emma Fryer, and all red in the face, covered with embarrassment and the laughing stock of Wootton-under-Edge. And cheers to you, Emma, for a smashing day for Mum and Dad and Alison, and indeed everybody who knows you. Not a first-time writer, either. Emma Fryer, cheers to you. I tell you what, we've just got time, Emma, to think of a just cause or impediment, if you like. Lovely dig of the old holy deadlock there from Gilbert O'Sullivan. I often wonder, you know, in this business of matrimony, for better or for worse, does it include a bad back, do you think?
Radio 2.
And across the nation, it's 7:30. The news with Paul Layton.